With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senator Josh Hawley is calling for the creation of a new inspector general to investigate all the money spent to help Ukraine and its war on Russia.
Citing the possibility of corrupt spending during the Biden administration, Hawley said in a post on X, it's time for a special inspector general dedicated to auditing every penny spent on Ukraine. Hawley suggests wasteful spending tied to Ukraine could be worse than abuses turned up at USAID. Bob Agnew reports.
President Trump is responding to Ukrainian President Zelensky on social media. In a Truth Social post, the president describes Zelensky as a modestly successful comedian who talked the U.S. into going into a war that couldn't be won. Trump went on to call Zelensky a dictator without elections, saying he rates very low in Ukrainian polls. Zelensky canceled elections in his country and eliminated all political opposition groups. Also at SRNnews.com, Trump officials want to ban junk food from SNAP.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins favor stripping such treats from the program. But the CEO of Westside Campaign Against Hunger, Greg Silverman, says he doesn't think the individual choice is where we're going to make public health outcomes better.
We find a lot of this question of restricting choice is, to me, is counterintuitive, right? People know what's best to do with their dollars for their health and for what their family wants. The problem is that their dollars don't go far enough.
Excluding any foods would require Congress to change the law or states to win waivers. Julie Walker, New York.
Delta Airlines is offering passengers on Monday's Toronto-bound flight that crash-landed $30,000 each. They say it comes with no strings attached and does not affect rights. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention goes after Planned Parenthood.
The country's largest Protestant denomination wants the government to defund the country's largest abortion business. With Roe v. Wade overturned and pro-life officials in place after the last election, the SBC is urging Christians to petition Congress to finally stop giving taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. The giant business received $700 million federal bucks in 2024 to provide abortions and also promote the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fear is changing the way Jewish people in the United States go about their daily lives. According to a new poll from the American Jewish Committee, 56% of Jewish people say they've abandoned certain behaviors and they've dropped certain activities for fear of anti-Semitism. That's up from 46% who were doing so a year ago. The most common thing the poll respondents say they do to avoid any attention is wearing any apparel that would identify them as being Jewish. This is SRN News. New York City's divisive congestion pricing system is being scrapped.
President Trump's administration has ordered a halt to the pricing system, which thins traffic and funds mass transit by imposing high tolls on drivers entering some parts of Manhattan. Launched on January the 5th, the city system uses license plate readers to impose a $9 toll on most passenger cars entering Manhattan neighborhoods south of Central Park. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the federal government was rescinding its approval of the program, calling it a slap in the face to working-class Americans and small business owners. John Scott reporting.
Starbucks making a major change to its cups that will impact iced coffee fans. The coffee giant will no longer offer cold drink orders in plastic cups in some locations, instead switching to fiber-based compostable cups. They said they plan to change the cups to entirely compostable by 2030. More details at SRNnews.com.